Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris, and we have Glenn Shuck out in the field this morning. Investigators know exactly what happened in the attack on the kosher grocery store in Jersey City back in December, and that is because there's video, lots of it, of the entire incident, as Glenn reports live from Jersey City this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, you know, we want to tell our listeners also this morning on a Friday, if you want to take a look at this, again, it does tell the story of heroism, certainly, but it's very upsetting to watch. It's loud, a lot of gunfire, so just a warning there. But again, they can go to 1010winds.com and check that out. The body cam footage from police showing the van pulling up here in front of the kosher grocery store back on December 10th, and shooters David Anderson and Francine Graham not even pausing. As we know, they get out of the van and take three steps toward the grocery, firing a shotgun and an assault rifle. And that gunfire, as you'll hear, it goes on and on and on.
Did we ever get a count on how many rounds were fired in this incident?
Well, they tried to count those rounds. That's a good question, Lee. In terms of ammunition, they said between 500 and 1,000. But if you talk to people who live here, they say it was way more than that. I remember the day after going down there, and I mean, there were bullet holes everywhere within 100 yards of the location. So you would guess it would be in the thousands. This is what police were dealing with. And interestingly, some of this other footage has exactly what the officers were doing to try to get in position that morning. You'll hear here one of the officers is actually warning other cops that there's gunfire from the window of the Catholic school across the street. He wants to make sure they know it's friendly fire.
It's an officer. That's friendly inside of Sacred Heart. I say again, friendly, blue.
Yeah, obviously there would have been a lot of potential there for friendly fire casualties, but thankfully there were none.
There were none, and you would think about that, Lee, and all the confusion and the panic, and who knows where the bullets are coming from, residents running. You'll see that on the body cam footage as well, people just getting out of there, calling 911 at the same time. As we know, though, in the end, it was actions from the law enforcement that pinned down Graham and Anderson, killing them. The three people in the grocery lost their lives, and of course, what started all of this about a mile away was Joe Seals, the detective who was brutally murdered as well before all of that. Today, certainly, they're trying to forget in Jersey City that probably never can.
I don't know if there were really any questions left as to what happened here, but if there are any, the video presumably answers them all. And that is Glenn Shuck, live from Jersey City this morning on the All Local. The Bowery Residence Committee, which is supposed to provide outreach to the homeless at Penn Station, has abandoned its satellite office at Penn Station, but Eugene Watts is still there. The New York Post reports that Watts, who is homeless, was the one who got the committee to leave the office by threatening to shoot the people in the office. Amtrak cops were overheard ordering Watts to leave Penn Station, warning him that he had a warrant out for his arrest, but Mr. Watts, who was sipping something out of a paper bag, suggested that they kiss his backside. And the Post reports the cops just walked on. Watts does deny threatening anyone with a gun. The youngest teenager charged in the murder of Tessa Majors talked to the cops at length. The New York Post reports 13-year-old Zaire Davis said he and his two 14-year-old friends targeted Tessa because they saw her walking alone in Morningside Park. He said Rashawn Weaver was trying to get her phone, but she wouldn't give it up. And he said, the only thing I remember was her yelling for help, and that's when Rashawn stabbed her. He added that he picked up the knife and handed it back to Rashawn, who he noticed had an injury to his hand because Tessa bit him. Rashawn Weaver and Luciano Lewis are both being prosecuted as adults on murder and robbery charges. Davis is being prosecuted in family court because he is just 13. The LIRR, like other railroads, has until December to implement positive train control system-wide, but a component that's supposed to make the LIRR and Amtrak systems work together may not be ready in time. That revelation is in a letter sent by MTA Chairman Patrick Foy to the head of Amtrak. Foy wrote that he heard Amtrak's part might not be ready until May of next year, and that could put both railroads in violation of the law with fines of up to $29,000 a day. The two sides will meet next week to discuss the matter. Congress passed legislation requiring all railroads to have positive train control back in 2008. There was a time when graffiti would get you arrested. Now it can make you a millionaire. A federal court has approved a $6.7 million award to some graffiti artists whose spray paintings were destroyed to make room for a luxury high-rise in Long Island City. Seems this was a violation of the Visual Artist Rights Act of 1990. The decision, written by Judge Barrington Parker, says the act applies even to temporary works like graffiti. Developer Gerald Wolkoff is on the hook here. The court found that he hired workers to whitewash the graffiti several months before he received the demolition permits. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.